Welcome to the Intuitive Hour with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
This mindful exercise is designed to help you overcome the harmful effects of trauma and to give you a stronger sense of self-agency and control over how you relate to your trauma. As you listen to this meditation and all the mindful exercises, please remember you're in control of your experience and can do as much of it or as little of it as you wish. No matter what kind of trauma you may have gone through, large or small, physical, sexual, mental, emotional, or spiritual, your trauma involves an incapacity to stop a terrible thing from happening to you. Regardless of blame or misfortune, it involves an incapacity to stop something terrible. Sometimes this truth can wear on the psyche, so recovering from trauma may require that you at some point increase greater strengths and more capacities within to remember how powerful you are and how important your decisions are. But on your own, with guidance from your support group, it's good to know that along with your trauma, there may be natural, common feelings or beliefs of entrapment, immobilization, or even helplessness. To some degree, you may not feel like you can escape the awfulness of it. One thing that has helped thousands of others who live with incredible trauma is to be mindful of your own experiences of what we call agency. Of simply being able to make something happen with your own free will and sense of empowerment. Building upon our agency, one building block at a time, until there's nothing you feel you can't take on with your embodied strength and kindness that is always inside you. And yet another common feature of trauma is feeling fearful of communicating with confidence or assertiveness. So reflecting on experiences when we've done this several times in the past can also be useful. This can help us to remember our best self, to know that we have the capacity to take on challenges with strength. This provides the mind with the belief that you are greater than your past, bigger than anything that's happened to you, and that you are not your trauma. You are, in fact, so much more. You can shape your future to be as bright and healthy as you desire. Agency is just a fancy term for a feeling of being able to make these things happen. If you feel a bit powerless, helpless, trapped, immobilized, defeated, or despairing, then this practice of agency can help turn the tide. to reawaken the feeling of what it's like to make things happen, rather than be fearful of whatever might come next. So, with that in mind, we will practice feeling a sense of agency. In this powerful guided meditation, this mindfulness exercise we will do together today. Find a posture that feels relaxed and alert. Reflect on a time in your life when you felt really good about having attained a goal. What goal do you feel most proud of that resonates deep within your heart? As you attained that goal, what choices and actions did you make? What were some of the things that led up to it? Go back to that time, using all your senses. Feel that memory again, as if it were here now. Feel the emotion, the joy, the content, the satisfaction that you might have felt within. Consider how you've added value in situations to other people. How this goal you attained helped others. And now, reflect on some things that you get done over the course of your day. See yourself being productive, getting the things done that fill you up and make you grin ear to ear. What are they? Reflect on them now. As you do this, also recall ways you influence others or played a leadership role, perhaps in the family, friendships, or business. Bring mindfulness to some of the positive choices you've made, all empowering experiences that led to a greater feeling of accomplishment or agency. See if you can open to this feeling and let it fill you. From head to toe, the joyful feelings that arise, they resonate throughout your body like a warm honey oozing through every cell, through every part of your body and your being. Help it last and allow it to become more intense in your mind and your heart. You have made things happen. You are competent. You are an inspiration, even if you don't see it. You are effective, and you will continue to be so. Bring mindfulness to any other feelings that may arise, like dignity, self-respect, personal power, autonomy, or a sense of possibility. If you happen to feel any resistance to the sense of success or worth right now, that's okay and completely normal. See if you can gently bring your mind back to remembering some of the good feelings. After you did something that you were so very proud of, go back to that. Recall those feelings. Feel the sense of accomplishment or agency sink into you. Fill every cell in your body. And remember that you can tap into this feeling anytime you like. Just recall this memory. You can also sense what it will be like to do and accomplish more. Even the little tasks of the day. When you feel satisfied with meeting your goals that contribute to your well-being and the well-being of others, those matter so much. Recall them. Immerse yourself in them. Open to the reality that you can build on a foundation of what you've already done. Let ease spread through your body and mind and release any pressure, any must-dos, any tension. Just let it float away. If there's a sense of fragility somewhere in your consciousness, it can be useful to imagine a nurturing person who is holding you as a child, reassuring you that you will reach your goals, that you are special and powerful, and that you can get things done and make a difference. Thank you for your courage to remember who you really are, to bring mindfulness to the sense of agency that you do have and have always had inside of you, ready to unleash at any time. As we bring our meditation to a close today, remember, along with your trauma, there may be natural common feelings or beliefs of entrapment, being helpless or stuck. To some degree, you may not feel like you can escape the awfulness of it, but you can, at any moment and time that you choose. Agency is really a fancy term for a feeling of being able to make things happen. To cultivate a sense of agency, remember, go to a time when you felt accomplished or successful at having done something, or pay attention to the little things that you do each day that make a difference to yourself and the people around you. Thank you for your mindfulness today. Go forward with courage, perseverance, and joy in your heart.